Cheetos Home Entertainment presents
The Jesus Lewis Show,
starring Lucian, Owen,
Shane, Michael, Ian, Dara, Killian, and special guest,
Mark.
Valentine's Day.
No.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
but
that
episode yesterday is just part of this episode.
Who will you be sending what love cards to?
Like, we're both face down.
Oh, I don't know.
How do you
do? Stop.
I'm sure you're going to be happy. You're
like,
going to receive
a text. She takes it.
I've,
all of the, your legs.
I got
one. For her back.
I think I got one error once when I was like 8, 7, or 8. No, I was probably young.
Wait,
when
you had six.
I got one and it was just a homophobic joke. It was a guy who was like, oh, Lucy, love your hair. And it was like written anonymously, but then he like stood up and said, I wrote that because Lucien's gay.
Oh,
Valentine's.
Right.
Yeah, that was the one time I got
We didn't do Valentine's in school. We did Christmas.
Which?
We did Christmas cards in school.
There's a Catholic church.
I already did.
The Catholic church doesn't acknowledge Valentine's Day because it's, you know, all
Saint
sexual
Valentine's
stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Whereas I went to a Protestant school.
Oh,
you filthy prod.
I'm not a
get out of here.
I am under the circumstances of
Protestant.
We prod the prodders.
It was just, it was more welcoming of atheistic people. But, Owen, tell us your hilarious Valentine's Day anecdotes.
You mean annotations? Wait, what do you mean anecdotes?
Anecdotes.
That's a short story.
Oh, short story.
Tell us a funny story.
Let's see. I've never done anything for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Same.
A lot. I had a crank where it's like you cry in your mastery, like it's crying rank, and then eventually you cry max.
Wow.
It's really intense.
I feel like you could
depressing.
Do that any day of the year.
No, because
it's generally going
to
be. I do that every day of the year.
No, every other day of the year, you're just wanking. But cranking is like. Well, you're crying and wanking at the same time.
Every day of the year, you're just wanking. Owen Doby, 2015.
2012.
He's not real.
That's my favorite.
I'm convinced he's not real.
Well, he might be dead, but he has existed at some point.
All black people look the same.
I mean, Osama bin Laden is real, but, you know, did he actually call 9/11?
No, I know the only teacher called, like, all the black people send in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joseph. Joseph, come here. My name is not Joseph. Well, you're black, you're Joseph.
It's not because they look the same.
Don't
I mean,
name names.
Okay,
don't
fine.
Name names.
That's Ray Ray and Patsy. They're very different in physical size.
Yes.
But Ray Ray was called Practice Patsy yesterday. Or what's today?
What?
Sorry,
in English.
Oh, Patrick Ray.
Well, we found out yesterday in Irish that Mars Bar can't name any members of the Beatles, so.
Why?
Wait.
Because he just doesn't know. He said, who's that old guy who was on the Grammys with Kanye West? And we
he's
said, and we said Paul McCartney. He said, who's that?
Oh,
said,
I
you know, from the Beatles?
Wait,
Mars
Bar?
Who's Mars Bar?
I remember the conversation.
Mars Bar. No, Marvin.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That was ridiculous.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Yeah,
there's
a lot of
little
star
on Twitter like that. Kanye West is such an iconic talent. Like, people
know
about him.
All right.
I love
like Kanye West. Think, always thinking of others and getting old people.
Kanye West, like, when did?
Should we let him in?
No.
Let him in and give
no.
Him
no.
Him.
No. No. No.
Me.
No. Kanye West like approached his team in the airport. The team is like still there, and he's like, he's dressed up. And he just looks around, he's on the phone, and he sees Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. Kanye West just goes, man, if I give you these shoes, would you put them in the bin right now? Would you put them in the trash right now? And he's like, yeah, of course. And he's like, alright, man. And they just go off.
This is so topical, because the theme music of our program is a Kanye West song. So
why?
You told me... No,
it's
a
badass.
You told me you made... Okay,
I sampled Black Skinhead. And I used Bear Dads.
Okay, I get it.
The new version. I did a new version last week, so I could add Darren Killian to it and cut out a couple of people. And the Bear Dads is no longer included. But
also,
it does have me squawking. So,
Adidas are now releasing his new Kanye West new sneaker.
Really?
The Yeezy.
Oh my
god!
Yeezy. Adidas because the.
Get down from there.
No!
Owen, please get down from there. Yeah. Owen, please get down from there.
Badly.
Yeah.
He's shaking it.
It looks like a hobbit shoe with a strap on it.
A hobbit shoe.
And
hobbits
then,
don't
wear
shoes.
Then
you know
the,
hobbits don't wear shoes.
Yeah, no, but like if you could see
a
cobbler shoe or like it looks like
if hobbits could wear shoes, they would wear these.
Yeah,
if hobbits
would
wear shoes, they'd wear those weird foot glove things.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
has. And then it has the Adidas. Soles, you know, like the cushioning.
Yeah.
Well, it would be great shoes.
It's like a strip of leather, and then like it has like these kind of like laces, like a bit of string, and either end kind of attached. It's like tie the string to like the top of your foot.
If you went back like 70
just
years
piece,
ago, you'd be in your prime.
Just a sheet of A4 paper with a new string.
Yeah, exactly.
These are my new shoes.
It's like just like
you
get so
walk,
much air. It's like so.
You walk through
shoes.
Like a mucky field, and you're.
It's like they change color.
Yeah. They change color when it's raining.
they also take themselves off when it's raining.
Yeah, they take themselves off. So you can feel the rain with your bare feet.
I remember Skechers. Now they are really big deal because apparently you could feel the air.
Skechers.
The
shoes that breathe. Geox. The shoes that breathe.
Oh, yeah, no, wait. Whatever.
I
went around when I was younger, about 8. I was like, oh, look at my new shoes. They were whoa. They like put their hands up there. It's like you could feel the air. And you couldn't feel it.
There was a period of like a month when I had shoes with lights in them because, you know, that was cool.
Oh, yeah.
That was
then
awesome.
I realized that was so bad. Like, who's ever what?
You go find
I only had one pair of those. And I never had Geox because
I never had Geox.
I was never one of those cool kids with the lights.
I
always had those. I still do.
Nowadays, I still see kids.
I
still see kids with flashy shoes, and I'm like, oh, with lights in them, and I'm like, oh, you're gonna be tired of that real soon.
I cried.
And the
novelty
really wears out.
How do they work? You like bang them?
No, you just walk and they go. Oh, it's like a disco.
Oh no,
yeah,
it's
so
awesome. Now I know what to wear to social.
It's like.
No, you don't need a jacket.
Like,
get
the roomy slippers. And
I get Velcro adult sizes to flash up and I'm going to wear them to
school. Yeah, I guess.
No!
They're like race cars and things.
It's like things you can buy now that like replace laces, like these rubber little...
Oh, yeah.
For children who can't tie their shoes.
Yeah.
Couldn't tie my shoes until I was 14.
Yeah.
Shoes are just, you know, they do the job.
Yeah.
That's completely true. Maybe 13.
I don't tie my laces the normal way. I have my own unique way of tying laces.
Don't be a good shirt.
I don't tie the normal way.
Yeah, you can't see this on the podcast.
Michael will describe what's happening. Okay, Michael, I've made a knot. Now I have one loop. Now I have two loops.
That is weird.
And then I tie the loops together.
Alright, I'm gonna do this now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do this
my
now.
Version is like you grab
Alright, I'm gonna tie my shoe now. I'm gonna tie my shoe.
Yeah, well,
this has got really weird.
All right, so this is how I tie my shoes. So,
everybody watch out, Lucy.
All right, here's how I tie my shoes.
So,
loop them around.
Oh.
Okay.
Little with the finger.
Yeah, that's the way I used to do it.
And and then we pull them in a bit so they're not dangling around.
Then
pull them again. Twist them around one more time.
I can't tie my shoes.
And there you go. Shoe ties.
Oh, my
Owen, get down from there.
No.
Both Owen.
No. Aaron Doyle. Well, fair.
See, what I do is I grab like this, and I install
and I started to disrupt the interesting conversation of shoes, but I did watch the second episode of Call Saul.
Oh, tell us about it. Michael, no, have you seen
I
any
haven't
of
watched
it
yet.
Any
of
it?
No.
No?
I did see the new intro.
Need to look at
yes, with the car.
Yeah, it's not even the car.
I don't know if they're going to... Are they going to continue? No, there's no need to. I mean, Breaking Bad's a better show, obviously, but... Better Call Saul is the current hip thing that, you know, we're all watching.
Oh, yeah, I'm usually well behind that.
There's no Breaking Bad spoilers in Better Call Saul for the
really?
Last season or anything.
I'm watching Breaking Bad right now just so I can kind of like...
Oh, no, I mean, there's no Breaking Bad spoilers
no.
in, or any,
just
you know.
Too
but there are references to the earlier, like, there's a character in the second episode and the end of the first one. It's like, you'll only appreciate his presence fully if you've seen, you know, the first season and a half of Breaking Bad.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
Duco!
Where I am at the moment.
It's Duco!
Miho.
But he's called Miho.
Eisenberg.
Get Texas soda.
He goes, Grandma, go upstairs and watch your TV. Turn it up real loud so you can hear. She goes upstairs and she's like, okay. She's, but the grandmother is brilliant. She's great.
She's like, okay.
So she goes upstairs.
So she's downstairs.
He gets her, what's it called? Those walking sticks with the three tennis balls at the bottom. He gets her one of those, and he just jams the two guys in the face with it.
No.
Ah, good show. Anyway.
My favorite part of Tuco is where he's like, hey, Heisenberg says, calm down. And I'm like, hey. And it's really awkward laughing, and then he beats the shit out of him. Go ahead. And it's like, I am calm, Heisenberg.
Kids used to call me.
Don't do that.
No, but I don't know.
Could you make it look any more as if we're up to no good? And that's a quality Ted Hughes book.
No, I don't know if I'm damaged.
All right, I guess time to put out our secret table.
This is a quality
book.
Oh,
there's a secret table?
Yeah.
Ping pong table.
All right.
Those are never used.
I don't know if they're going to continue to use the opening titles with the car, or if they're going to do a different one
it's
every
week.
It's
not his car.
Huh?
It's not his car.
Yeah.
It's white, the one...
Maybe they'll do a different one every week, I don't know.
Ooh, I know!
He's right, nice ties up there somewhere.
Nice ties.
Nice ties for the shots.
No, just nice ties.
What about Phil?
Phil Brimble.
Nice ties finished last. 50 Shades of Grey prequel was a very good title.
50 Shades of Ties.
Same and good. Like, that might be better.
That was nice ties finished
last. Hey, who wants to go to my playroom?
Owen actually said that to me in his house last week. He said, hey,
oh, yeah,
I'll
showed him my playroom. it wasn't an innuendo.
He says, I'll show you my playroom. And I go in, and it's an actual playroom with board games and stuff. It was exactly what you'd expect a playroom to
do. Has a playroom. I think we had a playroom when I was four.
Oh, I had a playroom in my last house because it was so big
like
that the house was too big. So my parents were like, we're not going to room. You would have a playroom.
I
want to
real small so we don't get caught.
You should have bought a projector and just
had black. I know it. I mean, I have a projector now. And I have no room in the house to project. And in that house, the house was too big, and I had nothing to do in any of the rooms. So it's a case where, like, oh,
sure
I'm not, yeah. Because now
you're
I'm
happy
like,
no
I have a projector. There's no room in my
Shane
house.
Shane has a masturbation closet.
There are no
really?
Room.
Yeah,
it's called a shower.
it's a broken shower, so he's like, he steps
it's
into the naked,
broken,
and it's
just
like,
See, when we moved in, I never, like, got it sealed, so if I started using the shower, it would all, like, leak down to the next
floor.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
So.
There
no,
are
so they just have spunk.
Yeah, it seems like. Did you just shower? Think you're talking about his forehead. And you're like, oh damn.
Oh, that's sick.
That is a disgusting image. Christ. Anyway. So we're on holidays next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking shit.
And, or as I like to call it, study week.
It's so unfair. We should be able to enjoy midterm and not do.
I would.
Can we meet up and go watch for Shizzler? Online.
Not gonna.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Shall we see the sheep with Laurie?
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, Facebook will not let me. I gave the definition of swapping in the group chat.
Yeah.
Like Facebook would not let me link porn to it.
That's good. I'm glad it works. Facebook's barriers work.
Well,
but
yeah,
I have a bunch of bloody vouchers to the movie theater, which I have to use, but there's nothing good on that I haven't seen already.
I will
see
except for Shaun the Sheep and, you know, 50 Shades.
Can we go to the cinema?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Can we have a cinema day? Because I've never
seen it. Yeah, okay. What movies are in cinema at the moment?
Yeah.
Jupiter Ascending.
No.
That's good.
Shaun the Sheep.
Terrible.
Shaun the Sheep.
and Sean a bunch and a 50 Shades and a bunch of stuff I've already seen.
Okay, so either 50 Shades or Sean the Sheep.
Well, we can't go to see 50 Shades. We've already established
Why not
Jupiter Ascending?
Because Jupiter Ascending is supposed to be one of the worst films of the last decade.
Maybe not.
You're the guy who rated Mrs. Brown's Boys very bottom.
That was terrible.
I haven't seen Jupiter Ascending. I'm just saying from word of mouth, I've heard desperate things. It doesn't mean it could be great.
Do you not have like...
I mean, National Treasure got bad reviews.
Do you not have like a movie guide or something?
That's what he's hearing.
We have a movie guide. It's called Lucien.
There's like four or five critics who I trust very much, and they all hated Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah, but isn't it subjective? So like,
oh, sure it is.
So
yeah.
it's not based on.
Okay, seriously, guys, what movie are you gonna go see?
Yeah,
we'll see all of them.
Listen here, you. I'll fuck all of you.
No, there can never be too many.
Very loud in here.
Blaze it up. Squish over. Welcome to the squad.
There are just too many people.
No, not up there. Right. Continue.
This is like there's an illegal number of people.
Kenny, what's your favorite notable topic?
All right. We should probably establish who's with us now.
Yes.
Who went past?
It was a quickster.
All right. So in the room now we got.
My name's Darren. I like long walks on the beach.
Stand up now. I'm standing up. Okay. I have to take a photo.
Of all of us, because we're
so... Get back into the safest place you can possibly get to.
Like, you're standing behind your table.
Just
standing behind your table. I like the old
Congress. Why would Michael do that?
Oh, it's tall.
Yeah.
In the room now, we have Michael, Dara, Killian,
Shane. Have you heard the president yet?
What? No, we haven't. We were saving it.
President! We're talking about
50 Shades
of
Grey.
Who
else is
here?
Have you taken
a
picture
again?
Yeah, just
here, let me
look
out.
Owen to Luke, the new person.
Take it
off. And Sean and Shane and Owen and Dave.
I'm not allowed that to be on YouTube.
Dara, there's too many people. What?
I would not allow that to be on YouTube.
Oh, for God's sake. All right.
It's not racist. It's not...
I'm gonna go make a classic topic over there.
So
then
look at
it. So, no, I'm not leaving this again. This is a problematic
device. This will be
our
anonymous. We will delete all of your accounts on stuff.
Shout out to Phil Brindelove.
Yeah, he can't be with us here today.
Shout out to Brindelove.
Because he's in a prison. He's in a prison for sex offenders.
You literally, come on, I'll respect the room. As soon as you switch accounts, you're like, shut up, you stupid bitch.
I don't know what you're talking about. Phil Brindelove, yes, he's a vile misogynist, but, you know.
And 70 year
old. Nothing to do with me.
How many friends has Phil had? And you're
thinking on the inside. 17 friends. If it was Phil, how could me and Phil possibly post at the same time?
Plus, you go into browser and then you do it.
What I'll do someday is I'll do a live stream of my desktop, and then Phil will post at the same time.
I'm keen as Phil also.
I'm sleeping with that's
my Phil is his own man.
Phil is his own man.
Be safe.
I've struggled with physio.
So what are you all doing for Valentine's Day?
We're all doing your mother.
We all know, but...
I'm having a wine.
I'm cranky.
These are all like answers you've already gotten.
Dave,
do you
want a wine from Valentine's?
It all comes back to
you. You wind me off from Valentine's Day.
Sorry, no.
Just get away from me, Sean, you pervert. I have
stop molesting me with your eyes.
Gotta go. I have sports. Gotta go.
Killian has gone to play sports.
Not.
With his cool friends.
His name is David.
David, I heard you play for Connors.
David plays for Ireland.
He plays on the PS4.
No, shit.
I've seen him play.
He's a one show horse.
It's one trick pony. No, it's a one show horse.
Keep close on this.
Remember, Kendrick, you're in a public place still. This is government property.
Is it actually?
Wait, is this common property or is it property of the Catholic Church?
Probably on assets by the
Catholic Church.
I mean, the bishop. Actually, no, it's owned by the government.
The bishop runs the school, but the government owns the building.
Shut up! The bishop sits on the children.
Not this.
It's every priest.
This is the podcast.
Did you all hear about the armed robbery yesterday?
I heard about that.
It was in a jewelry store.
They were up at the bus station.
That's actually
so four guys went into the jewelry store with a gun and they said, "Give us all your watches."
There was one big gun between the four of them.
Oh, it was like one gun.
They're all touching it.
They took the stuff. Then two guys went down Air Square with the gun. The gun turned out to be a fake gun, and the guys were all caught. They're all going to be.
Arrest. The only thing arrest.
They have to be. They're going to have to be charged.
They're all going to be. You're under arrest.
They all have to be charged within the next 15 minutes, or else they're like go free. So
I assume they've been charged by now.
Sean,
that always happens.
Garrity.
I always walk into the Jewish store with an erection.
Are they phones?
And it was like, no, are they go out of your pocket? Are they phones?
Are they what?
Are they phones?
Phone story.
Yeah.
Because they've been charged.
I didn't hear the joke in the last one.
So it's time now for prayer of the day.
Okay.
Jingle time.
Do this suppress.
Welcome back.
Prayer of the day.
It's prayer of the day time. Who wants to do prayer of the day?
I'm not even sure.
Who let one of our virgins do it? One virgin do it. You're the only podcast virgin here.
Virgin.
Oh, you get fucked right now. Virgin.
Get coerced.
Virgin.
You're all
virgins.
Around
a virgin.
We'll be
dreadful.
We'll be really
dreadful.
You guys are all virgins.
Oh, no, it doesn't
have to be a Catholic.
You
guys are all virgins.
Yesterday we prayed.
Yesterday we prayed that they wouldn't accidentally show 50 Shades of Grey at a screening of the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water, or Shaun the Sheep, and kids would be traumatized. So, something along that line.
If I was a kid, I'd love to see.
Maybe Valentine's Day related.
That's right,
it's topical and fun.
Like, whoa, what's going on? It's like a party.
Well, how about instead, you want to advertise your company for us?
Oh, yeah. They were like, oh, yeah, freedom.
Advertise your company for us.
Okay, I like to pray for all the phones that are
virgin.
Broken and need to be repaired, so I will do it. Amen.
Phones virgin!
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us your URL or whatever.
The URL is www.phonesurgeon.facebook.com.
I made it!
It's a scam.
Okay.
Because
we support new businesses and new companies on every episode.
Yeah, we support porn.
We do. We've been advertising Michaels for years.
Yeah, buddy. I advertise my
Michaels for years.
That's nice.
If our
things I do in public.
Oh,
oh yeah, you
right.
Did.
Right.
Really?
Aww.
Shout out to Derek Liver.
Hey guys,
I heard he's a huge winner.
This is incredible.
It's
a good podcast.
We have
no, it's not now.
It goes through to the second floor.
Hey guys,
there's a limit of people.
It's cool.
It's too many. Like David hasn't said a thing. You wouldn't think he was here.
No, he shouted out a minute ago.
He's just a virgin.
He shouted out, I made it!
Because
shut up.
Virgin.
I'm not called. Don't be called. Oh, that's me. Sorry.
Everyone here's
y'all are black queers.
Everyone here's not a virgin except.
Y'all are black loving queer. David.
You're
fat.
Oh,
yeah, I'm fine with that. Virgin!
I'm black pig.
You have sex.
You should all say Fanta because we were paid to say Fanta on every episode.
Say
so.
Fanta?
Oh, no, was it on every episode? Just
wait, you were paid.
Yeah, we
Fanta.
Were paid money to say Fanta.
Fanta
is
part of
my breakfast.
$1
for us to say Fanta on every episode.
I'm not.
And we have to do a whole special episode at some point talking about.
How many people listen to this shit?
None.
Depends on.
45.
I mean, today we're going to get like 100 listeners.
Wow.
Nice.
Because everyone's like, I want to hear him and him and him and him. But normally, there wouldn't be very many.
I want to hear him.
Like, the majority of the people who are going to listen to this are in this room.
I don't listen to
this. I don't go home. I listen to our episode of my house. Because I
11 people, and all male, and all white, a great representative of this nation's citizens.
I'm not in this nation's citizens.
You have a ginger.
Actually, I am.
You are. You live here. You're a citizen.
And a strawberry blonde.
White. White male.
Shut up, strawberry
blonde. Shut up, strawberry.
Sunset. Quote me. Quote me.
But who actually
donated?
Say
Fanta
donated.
$1.
But he's not doing faggot.
What?
So we got $5.
This is just going over to our domain fees. Our domain fees. I mean, I spent money on this podcast. Like, it costs me, so I'm fine with that. But I thought, you know what would be fun? If we set up a donation scheme and advertise it every week to fill time, so...
Donate now, patreon.com/JLShow. That's patreon.com/JLShow. To receive awesome benefits, including a copy of The Da Vinci Code with annotations throughout by myself and Kian. You're all going to love it. It's patreon.com/JLShow.
Random erections. Oh, everyone's telling them is
Open the door. See who's outside.
Then oh, don't! I hate that.
Give them a nice, surprise.
I hate outsiders.
Hello.
Fuck all of you. I hope you all are.
Who's out there?
Don't even out there.
Get them. Get them. There must be somebody out there.
Come on.
Okay.
Right. No, I don't want to. I do you do that.
Get up! What is he
doing? I knew that was going to happen.
Jesus, you let me pass go. No, get out!
Time's up.
51.
You don't even read about spell.
We've done enough. We've had enough.
Okay, then. Oh, David, you were the bad spell.
Goodbye, Derek.
Okay, then. From here in G-Spot, thanks to Jack. Thanks to Michael. You can follow Michael. Talks about Tech One on Twitter. Oh, Michael, we should talk briefly about that hilarious House of Cards leak last night.
Yeah.
What a mess.
What a tweet.
Oh my god, it was like... I saw his headline and go, breaking, House of Cards just dropped. So I went on Netflix and it wasn't there. But
yeah, it was like there for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. But somebody went to the last episode of the season and skipped to the last 5 minutes. And now there are a lot of people now who know the last 5 minutes of the season. They went first to the last episode.
Oh my lord!
Someone was like, Underwood gets assassinated, haha, JK. But, you know, it could happen. It could be true. But anyway, that was a blunder of proportions.
Give me your deck!
Bingus!
Give it to me!
Thanks to... So, talk about Tech One. Michael, we got Shane. Thank you, Shane.
Terrence Fletcher, yeah.
Thanks, yes. Thanks to Owen. Thanks to Killian. Thanks to David, who's left.
Oh, my God.
What? Owen, the woman hater. Or something. Then we have Killian. We have Luke.
Hey, get
and
out of here,
Sean.
Oh my god, there's a third floor.
Owen, too, and David was here, and Dara was here, but they left, I think.
Fuck those guys!
Derek got excluded.
You can follow us on Twitter. We are at JL Show Tweets and Instagram. We are at JL Show Grams. You can visit us at Facebook.com. Search for the JL Show, JLShow.info, Patreon account at JL Show. You can follow us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes and on Stitcher.
Dude.
What is Stitcher?
Stitcher killed my family! Oh my god!
Okay. And you can tweet #JesusLives to send your questions in for the next episode. Happy Valentine's Day. And
Wait, before you do,
a good weekend.
Before
going
you do
to
that,
see 50
sure,
Shades
make
of Grey.
Sure you use a condom.
Not!
I'd like to ask Lucy, why do you advertise when you don't get paid?
Huh.
I never talked about that.
Ask Hillary Clinton. And now it's time for us to introduce a bonus segment of the show recorded yesterday with Jack and Owen 2 and Shane and Owen 1, and it's going to be great. So listen to that and enjoy it, and see you next time. Goodbye.
Fuck you!
172.
Hello and welcome to episode 172.
Okay. Welcome to episode 172.
I wasn't very enthusiastic.
No, you weren't. Welcome to episode 172 of the JL Show. We're here today with some very special guests. We have with us...
Special.
We have with us Owen number 2.
Owen number 2?
We're Owen number 2, because he's Owen number 1. Now, your name is spelled... Speak up, boy. Your name is spelled differently to Owen number 1. It's spelled with an I instead of a G-H.
Jasmine, very little.
And we're also joined by Jack today. You were on it last week as well.
Yeah, I was inputting my thoughts on the matters at hand.
So, guys, what are you up to this week? Tell us about what you're doing.
What do you plan this weekend? I personally have planned 50 Shades of Grey.
With Lucien, of course.
Followed by masturbation.
With Lucien.
Wait, like in the cinema or after the cinema?
Both.
Okay. I mean, some cinemas in the US have plastic seat covers down.
For that movie?
Yes. Especially, they've ordered them in and they've put them on the seats for screenings with high levels of women attending.
So you cream yourself.
It's a disgusting...
You might actually come...
It's a disgusting presumption for them to make that would be a thing that would happen.
And here comes...
It's pretty accurate.
Here comes the star, the big guy.
Welcome, Shane.
Who's here?
Hello and welcome.
Who has recently portrayed me in economics to Sipside Lucien?
Wow. Okay, now we need to talk this out. Alright, Owen.
No,
In fairness, I sat down first and Lucien followed me into the seat.
Yeah.
I didn't have the heart to tell him to go away. Like,
okay, so...
He's very sensitive.
Did you sit in the same seat you normally sit?
No, we're in a different room.
Oh, horrible. It's a big change.
Yeah, we're in loads of different rooms like every day, so... I'm sick of sitting where I sit in the normal room.
Where do you sit beside? You turn.
So you're watching 50 Shades of Grey this weekend. Have you read any of the reviews?
No. Are you serious?
I am serious. Have you read any of the reviews?
Have you ever heard him talk?
No.
I've known him since he was four,
so.
I got German homework off him once.
So have you read any of the reviews that came out last night? The Guardian, 3 stars. They called us quite cute, really. It was
talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
It was quite a positive review, actually. I was surprised.
But it is a porno.
Is it a porno?
No, it's not, no. It's a mainstream film with lots of sex in it. That's what it is.
Sounds like porn.
It's like normal porn, but it has way more of a plot.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't really have a plot.
It's 2.5 hour video.
Have you ever watched reality porn?
Because normal porn is like... I'm your teacher, let's fuck. Okay.
What the definition of pornography is, it's real sex, and the point of 50 Shades is it's a fictional film.
But this point, like, pornography is like, oh, let's fuck. I'm your teacher, let's have sex. Halfway, this is kind of like, I'm your client, let's have sex.
First, let me show you my toys.
I have helicopters.
Well, there are loads of mainstream films with lots of sex. The point of it is that the book was embraced by so many women in certain areas of life that now the film
has
become a phenomenon.
We're watching something in Irish. It's called Cockamelish, and there's a woman reading. We think it's Fifty Shades of Grey. It's called Erica Fifty Shades of Grey.
No, I don't know. I don't know Fifty Shades of Grey.
It cuts the line of the book. It's like Eric was now naked, standing tall.
Oh yeah, no, that's not Fifty Shades of Grey.
Okay,
Christian Grey is the only male character.
That's a good start.
But
I don't even know what 50 Shades of Grey is about. Is he the one dominating her?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen it or read it, and I don't want to, so.
Yeah, we're bringing Lucy into this film.
No, you're not. You can't get in because it's rated 18, so.
Yeah, well, I can bring my mom. She wants to see you.
Maybe if, like, gagging.
You still won't be able to get it.
No, we'd all, like, go ask friends just for, like, a laugh, and then all of us have better friends.
It's not 18A, it's 18, so technically you're not supposed to get in even with your parent anyway.
What if he just walked over the counter with a huge erection? They can't say no.
They're like, this is the guy for us.
Yeah.
Who would go in with their parent?
meet really fucked up people. I don't know. But, I don't know. I mean, you might have a very certain kind of relationship with your parents where you're, you know, fine with that kind of thing. I mean,
you have sex with your parents.
I don't know. I mean, it's not pornography. So you could easily go to see it with your parents and have reasons, you know, want to educate your kids about certain kind of dodgier areas of the sexual world. I don't know.
Hollywood porn.
You should do a survey.
Plot twist. They're actually cousins.
Anyway, a more visual entertainment of higher quality that premiered this week was the first season of Better Call Saul launched.
Yes.
Owen and I have seen the first two episodes.
Yes.
Jack has seen the first episode. And Shane and Owen, too, are both far behind. No, you don't need to know Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
there's no Breaking Bad spoilers in it.
Well, no, but there's two characters.
I mean, there's references, but there's no, like, Mike and Tuco, you don't need to know them for Breaking Bad. I mean, it's better to know Tuco, or else the first beginning of it, the end of the first episode isn't as fun, but he's in the second episode a lot, and once he leaves the second episode gets really, really shit.
Yeah, the second episode is not very
good. It's not very good. Like, it starts off and it shows you what happens
before
Tuco opens the door of his house, and that's kind of good, because I like when shows do that, they go back in time and show scenes again. But then they're out in the desert a bit, and it's kind of just like bad Breaking Bad, and then then the rest of the episode is just filling time.
Yeah, there was a scene in the desert, we won't spoil it, but it wasn't a very good scene.
No, it wasn't. There was no dramatic tension.
There was a little bit, but no, it wasn't.
And I don't think that the dialogue for Saul has been very good so far. It's not very
There's been some good moments, like in the first episode.
In the first episode I really liked, but not because of the writing. So I liked the way it was structured. I liked the fact that he had the whole thing with the two skateboarders at the end, and then it kind of cut off early. The second episode cuts off in the middle of a shot, and it's kind of weird. The opening credits, they change in the second episode, but they're so weird.
Oh, it's like the car.
But in the first episode, it's a chicken.
It's not the same music as Breaking Bad.
No.
Same composer.
I hate that. It's not really like
same composer.
Well, I love the Breaking Bad.
I don't like the music that much. But it's very similar music.
It's kind of like Jumanji.
In the end credits of the second episode, you get to hear a lot of the music. It's very like Breaking Bad music.
Hopefully next Tuesday we will have a better episode.
Hopefully.
How many episodes in the season? 13.
13, and there's already another new season next year.
Oh, well, already renewed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does anyone here like Spider-Man?
No.
Hey,
no.
For Batman, has anyone watched American Horror Story?
No.
I don't.
I watched two episodes too, and I like.
Which season? Yeah, the first or like the most recent?
You should talk to James Gordon. American Horror Story.
Yes.
Yeah.
I told him to watch that.
Not talk to him.
No, back to Spider-Man.
Why not? American
Horror Story. Okay, so Spider-Man.
Wait, Miss Duggan.
So, Spider-Man. Everyone loves Spider-Man. He's everyone's favorite superhero. And
I would have preferred
everyone just loved those amazing Spider-Man movies. They were so good. And it turns out that we don't have to get any more of them because it's being rebooted once again.
What?
And now it's going to be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Wait, did they not just do it there like last year?
They did, 2012. They
rebooted
it.
DC rebooted.
Andrew Garfield's been fired. And now Spider-Man is going to be part of the MCU and will be appearing in Captain America Civil War along with Iron Man and Captain America.
But who's going to be the
We don't know yet.
Isn't he?
We don't know yet. It's probably
possibly.
It might be Donald Glover, which would be the best news ever, but probably not. It won't be.
Well, you mean it's going to be
Spider-Man?
No.
Spider-Man isn't black.
Yeah, he is.
Miles Morales is black. He's the current Spider-Man. Peter Parker isn't black.
No,
Spider-Man takes
their forms. They want the new James Bond to be black.
Idris Elba should be black.
He's being blunt.
Yeah, so they're actually explaining, I'm white, now I'm black. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. Who cares? He goes from being a man with a Scottish accent to being a man with a Cockney accent.
That's kind of...
There's no difference.
You just said Cockney.
Cockney. That's kind of understandable, but like, if he goes like... Black.
There's nothing wrong with him being black.
No, there's nothing wrong with him being black.
You know what? He probably shouldn't be a woman because that just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
your Ghostbusters.
Well, the Ghostbusters aren't characters. That's just a brand.
You need the three guys.
I know some of them.
I'm not looking forward to the female Ghostbusters purely because the cast were terrible.
I just think females.
Harold Ramis is dead. Bill Murray refuses to make another one because Harold Ramis is dead. Dan Aykroyd refuses to make another one because Bill Murray won't make another one.
It's
and
like
the black
Batman
guy just doesn't act anymore.
But he's black,
actually, just move on. No, he's a new Spider-Man. No, he's a new Batman, because yes. That makes sense.
Bill Murray should be Batman.
Who?
Bill Murray should be Batman.
Bill Murray should be every character in every film ever, but...
Derek Clifford should be Batman.
No. He tweeted last night, I'm just like Batman, but without the well gadgets and possibly the man. I think that was his
tweet. To be continued.
So, yeah.
Batman, Superman.
March 28th, 2016.
A year away.
My birthday's on the 16th.
Oh.
There we go. There.
March. We're gonna go see Orna's play for my birthday. Which is like the day before.
It's Keane's play.
Can I arrive in a suit?
What?
Can I arrive in a suit?
Why are you calling it Orna's play and not Keane's play?
It's the same thing!
It's both their play.
But Orna invited me and Owen, so.
Well, Keane invited.
Keane kisses Sophie.
Keane invited nobody and told everyone not to
no
go.
No comment.
Yeah.
Keane's going to Fifth Shades Grey.
What?
No, wait, what? What are you talking about?
This is play.
This is the West Side
this
story.
Is oh no, Fifth Shades Grey. It's basically just hours and hours.
I can't wait to have Madam play.
Just witnessing Keane's against Plon. Like, absolutely.
Stop involving me in
Sophie.
your offensive scenarios.
We only been recording.
She's a good actress.
Oh yeah, me and Owen number one have been writing a script. So
oh yes, we have.
Okay, now
you have to
choose your words carefully.
Yeah, I'm mature.
You're not allowed to mention certain characters in the thing. You're not allowed to mention.
Contract. Okay, it involves a character named Lucy, but you can.
No, it has nothing to do with Lucy. Absolutely, it's a completely different name.
An Irish teacher named.
No.
So, the strong female lead is.
The title of the movie is called Irish Orals.
Yes, but it's in kind of quoting, or it's in annotations.
Orals.
Annotations. It doesn't have to be in annotations, you mean quotations.
No, annotations.
See, annotations are notes on a document or those little pop-up things on a YouTube video.
Yeah, why not?
Annotations
yeah.
Are.
Why not? Yeah, so
you mean quotations, like oral.
It's a unique pornography.
So,
so basically...
Ball guy number two is in there, too.
Ball guy number two, he is a very unique character. So when the movie... when we get the... When we're selling the rights, we want to pick who plays him because he's a very unique character. I am personally thinking Wilson could be playing him.
Wow.
That's strong.
But he personally, like, I think he looks like the old guy from Up. So that's
Carl
Fritz. He bursts out of the closet, yeah. Spoiler alert. And we realize very soon that he cannot speak English.
Yeah, we need someone who can, like,
growl. No. And also,
yes!
I had an idea for something we do on the podcast soon. We should find a random Chinese person on Skype and call them up and interview them on the podcast, but they don't speak a word of English.
That would be interesting.
And we should interview them in Chinese.
Can you speak Mandarin?
No, but we speak English. They speak Chinese, and it gets very confusing.
No, we speak Chinese.
We can Google Translate.
Yeah, I can say hello and thank you.
So we find a
Chinese person. Katie, we should get Katie.
So, we should get a feminist community in America to Skype us and say it's a class for CSP or SKHE or something.
We should have a vaccination
and then let's have a debate on whether women should be in the kitchen. And then they were like,
they won't hang up because.
And they want to keep a heated debate. And we just occasionally just get naked and they get weird.
That's
disgusting. No. We all like fondle our dick.
I think something more original.
And like,
this is out of my control. I'm not.
Yeah, like, we all just stand in front of the feminists. Touch yourselves.
You're so funny.
So fuck up.
Yeah, you're all feminists.
Let's be more creative.
Okay.
That's too simple.
Yeah, it's too simple. We can just do it any day we want.
Yeah.
While reading 58
Degrees.
While reading, read the lyrics.
Oh, yeah, we should have like Wilson in the
quotes.
Background.
Best quotes.
All right, it's time for prayer of the day. So, let's play the jingle. Alright, there's the jingle. So, it's time for prayer of the day. Today's prayer of the day.
I'm Jewish.
Dear God, please do not allow... So basically, you know, this occasionally happens in cinemas in the US where people go to see a kid's movie with their kids and then the wrong trailer... The wrong trailer or the wrong film gets put on by the projectionist. So, please don't have anything happen this weekend where kids go to see the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water, and 50 Shades gets put on by accident, because...
I know, if I were...
I don't want that to happen.
Why is it sticking out?
what are we doing now? I can't stop this at 14 minutes. It's too short.
See, we're running it out there.
No. I won't be able to edit it tomorrow.
Don't advertise his number or her number.
I have Owen's parents' number.
I have Ava Savage's number. Actually, I have your mom's number.
We will.
I do. I still have it.
Call it up.
All right.
More parts for your bug on the JL Show.